Welcome to the Wife, Mother, Homemaker podcast, where I talk about biblical principles and practical applications for women. I am Gina Bain. You are listening to episode number 37. Do you ever feel like you don't know what you're doing as a parent? This episode is for you. Stay tuned. I think you're going to be blessed. Well, hello, ladies. I am excited to be back with you today, as always. Our family just took a little trip. I say a little trip. It was a big trip for us across the country. And we visited the Grand Canyon and had such a wonderful time. That wasn't the only place that we visited. We actually borrowed my parents' motorhome. Now, we live in the northern part of Alabama. So we drove this motorhome west across the U.S. And our big destination was the Grand Canyon. And then, of course, we drove back. We went and saw arches and canyon lands. And we visited different places in the other states along our way there and back and got to do some other things. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. I kept telling my kids over and over, this is the vacation of a lifetime. We may never, ever get to do something this big again, but it was wonderful that God gave us that opportunity. And while we were there, just to see God's awesomeness. And, you know, I don't know how these things were formed. I know of the flood, Noah's flood, had a lot to do with you know, the geographical formations that we see. And I don't believe everything that all the signs and posts would tell us about the millions of years and all that kind of stuff. But irregardless, you can just stand there. You can't help but be in awe of God. And it was such a wonderful time. I'm very appreciative for that time. And it was very refreshing as well, just to kind of get us out of the ordinary mundane things of life and just get us a new perspective, just a break from our normal responsibilities. And so now we're hitting it hard as we come back. So today, I want to talk about, you know, when we really just don't know what to do in our parenting world. The longer that I parent, the more dumb I become. Do you ever feel like that? It's like at some point we should be figuring some things out, right? We had some people to ask us, you know, how was the trip as far as seven people being inside a little motorhome for over 2 weeks. And I said, you know, it was good. And they're like, no, like really, really, how are the kids, you know? And it honestly, it was normal. It was normal. Now, let me tell you what normal is like. Kids are kids and they get excited. And sometimes they forget how to behave. And, you know, we started this vacation trip not really wanting to, you know, come down hard on discipline or whatever, because it's vacation and I know that they're excited. And I was trying to give lots and lots of grace. And that's a good thing in parenting. That element needs to be there. But I think we probably extended a little too much. And as a result, their behavior just escalated as far as the arguing and, you know, just a lot of things that normally we would nip in the bud, you know, pretty quick. And because we didn't, it really did get out of hand. So about halfway through the trip, my husband and I were saying, okay, we've got to regain control. We've got to remind them that we are the parents and they've got to get back to where they're obeying the first time or, you know, thinking of the others above their own selfish desires. And so once we started acting like the parents again and got our discipline back in order, then it's amazing that the kids, you know, began to act better. And then when we gave those reminders, the reminders, I guess they were more effective. And so it was just a reminder to me of how important our parenting is. But, you know, sometimes parenting throws us a curveball. And it just comes out of nowhere. And things that we think that maybe we have under control in an area of whether it's behavior or heart issues or whatever with our children, sometimes things just come and blindside us. And we realize we don't know what we're doing. Or are we even doing this, you know, the right way? Are we messing up our kids completely? Well, I want to give you a little bit of encouragement today. We probably are messing up our kids. And this is where you say, that's not encouragement at all. Well, here is the encouragement in this. We're probably going to mess our kids up, yes, because we're sinners ourselves. Are we going to handle every situation like we should? No, we're not. Absolutely, we're not. But we have to remember that God gave us these children, and He felt like, or He knew, it's not that God had this feeling and He thought whatever and did this hoping it would come out right. No, God knew that we would be the perfect parents for our children. And He gave them to us to raise for Him. And even when we mess up, we just constantly run back to the Savior, crying out, help me, Lord. Take control of this situation. Help me know how to parent. Help me know how to love. Help me know how to guide them and how to teach them and guard their hearts from evil. These are things that we are constantly praying over our children. But it doesn't mean that we're going to meet every little instance, every little incident in their growing up years with this great wisdom and eloquence and handle it all correctly. So my encouragement to you today are the same encouragement talks that I have to give myself every single day. And that is, I'm going to mess up. My children are going to mess up. But what is the number one thing that I can teach my children? Press on. Run back to God. Repent when we do wrong and just run back to Him. I want to give you some scripture that I have been reading from Philippians, and it's been great encouragement to me. And matter of fact, my children and I are, and my husband, our whole family, are memorizing these verses. We just started this week. So I want to read this to you. It's Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Paul is speaking here. He says, now that I have already, start that over because that wasn't right. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul, in my mind, was a spiritual giant, and yet he humbled himself before the believers here in Philippi. And he said, not that I've already attained, not that I'm already perfected, not that I've already apprehended, But he says, here is what I do know. I have to lay hold of that for which God has laid hold of in me, or of me. And he says, I have to forget those things that are behind me. All those times that I miserably failed God. All those times that I missed the mark. All those times that I intentionally rejected him. And all of those times that I just made a really big mistake. I have to forget it. One thing I know, I have to press forward to reach the goal, to get the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. If Paul is a spiritual giant, doesn't that give me hope? If he feels like that he hasn't attained any greatness, he's not perfected, and he's messed up, and he can leave his failures behind, then so can I, because I mess up every day. I am not a perfect parent, and I don't feel like at times that I have any advice to give any parent, because I'm still trying to figure this thing out myself. But I can keep pressing on, forgetting those failures, learning from them, yes. But just pressing on, running back to God, asking for his forgiveness, constantly pressing forward so that I'm better today than I was the day before, hopefully. And sometimes I don't feel like that, but that's okay. God has us all in his hands. I was journaling the other night and I said, why is parenting so hard? Why is it so hard? And I got to, you know, thinking this up. All right, my oldest is 14. Matter of fact, he's got a birthday just around the corner in a couple months. Wow, it's getting here quicker than I realized. And he'll be 15. But let's just go with he's 14 years old. 14 years into this, 5 kids into this parenting thing, you would think that I know a little something. And I know nothing at all. So matter of fact, what I did is I began adding up all of the years of experience as a parent that I have, or that my husband and I have together. And I said, okay, well, I've one child is 14, right? And then I have an 11, a 9, a 7, and a 6-year-old. And when I add up all the years for every child, that's 47 years worth of parenting that I've packed into these 14 years, right? 47 years worth. But I've not been parenting solo. I've been doing this as a joint effort with my husband here. So let's double that number. When you double that number, we've got 94 years worth of parenting under our belt. You would think that I would know a little something about parenting. And I feel like I know zero. Matter of fact, I feel like the longer that I parent, the dumber I am getting. How's that for encouragement? But I hope it is encouragement, because it reminds us that none of us have arrived. None of us have all this figured out. And we're going to mess it up royally at times. That's all the more reason that we need Jesus. It's all the more reason that we need to run to him every day. It's all the more reason that we've got to pray, pray, pray. It's all the more reason that we need to surround ourselves with godly people who can help us, who can encourage us, who can pray for us and with us. because life is hard. Parenting is hard. But ladies, press on. I do know this, that if you're facing something in your parenting where you feel like you don't know what to do and you need wisdom, the book of James tells us that if any of us lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask God. And God gives to everyone liberally and without reproach. And it's going to be given to us. Our part is to ask in faith without doubting. Ask in faith without doubting, and God will give us wisdom for the next step on the path. Ladies, I really do hope that you are encouraged today. May God bless you in this day and in your parenting journey. And may you experience His grace and His mercy every day. Great is God's faithfulness to us.